Hawaii's relationship with labor unions has been entering a new chapter in recent years. The Unite Here Local 5 IKEA movement has sought to energize political involvement among its members in a variety of issues. Later today, the group is sponsoring an interfaith housing fair to engage different groups on Labor Day with organizations and community leaders around issues of affordable housing. Unite Here Financial Secretary and Treasurer Eric Gill is on the phone with us now. Good morning.
Hi, I had to get off mute. Good morning.
Okay, good. We had just a moment of pause there, wondering if you were on the other end of the phone. But I'm glad you are, and thank you for the time this morning. What do you see as being the role of labor in the housing debate now?
Well, I can speak for our union. Our members work really hard to build a future for their families, and many of them, most of them, come from other countries to do that. And so having a house and a place to plant the family and a place to create a future for the kids and the grandkids, that's central to what, you know, our members want in life. And so housing is something that we have to take into account, and it's something that the union has to advocate if we're going to defend and promote the quality of life for our members.
When you talk about, you know, having workers who have worked for a long time and that this is all very important to them to be able to settle family and to be able to have a life, we've heard a lot of that rhetoric for a very long time, but it hasn't really resulted in true, you know, expansion of affordable housing. What's it going to take?
Well, it's going to take a change in the political will of our government leaders. The government has ignored this problem, and while allowing things to happen that make it worse and worse, you know, for example, you know, they seem to be permitting every development that is presented to them, and you know, just giving permits for high rises that are built for rich people, built for rich people's investment for second, third, fourth homes. That's what is being permitted to being built, and yet nobody's building affordable housing. And meanwhile, we have laws to protect our neighborhood, zoning laws, and we have laws to protect our people and our neighbors from running illegal hotel operations. Those laws are being ignored and not enforced, and therefore, you know, hundreds and maybe thousands of units are being withdrawn from the rental market and put into the vacation rental market, in essence being transferred for the use of visitors as opposed to local people. And this is forcing our housing prices up, both for the fee simple costs as well as the rentals, and putting our people on the street. And it's not a surprise that we have an increasing homeless problem.
There is a thought that accessory dwelling units might provide some relief. Do you see that as being a viable option?
Well, you know, accessory dwelling units are a way that people will build housing. No developers building affordable housing, but presumably people might build housing in their, you know, in their backyards for their kids. That's not going to work, however, if that housing is then turned straight into a vacation rental, which only will make the problem worse and will insert illegal hotels into our neighborhoods and disrupt our quality of life. But in regards to the housing, we'll not address the affordable housing problem, but we'll just add to the problem. So if we're going to do this, then we have to make sure that those units are, in fact, built for our families and our kids, as opposed to being turned into illegal hotels.
Whenever we talk about affordable housing, and as we have for many, many years, there's always the sense of, well, we have to make sure more will be built. We have to make sure this, we have to make sure that. But there's a real gap period where you have people who are unable to find housing at that very moment. Is there anything that you see short term that isn't being done that should be?
Well, certainly, you know, I mean, we have developers. Right now, Oahu is kind of the center of a huge amount of capital rushing in. And the reason for that, of course, is from the investor's point of view. If you're an investor in Japan or some other place, the stock market is iffy, it's at record highs, can only go down, bonds aren't making any money. So, you know, so investors want to be able to park their money somewhere, and the Oahu real estate is a good place to do it. So you got all this money flowing in, and millions of dollars being spent, billions of dollars being spent on investment, and yet the government hasn't captured, you know, virtually any of that to help actually build housing for people that live here. And that's the basic problem with the cost structure of the housing, of construction costs and everything so high. For a developer to build affordable housing, you know, depending how you define it, but if you're going to build housing that's actually accessible to the majority of people, then you have to have some way to subsidize that housing or reduce the cost of it. And there's no, they're not capturing the money from where it's flowing to be able to transfer over to the place that will help us.
Meanwhile, you have a lot of people who are still looking to find housing. Today, with the housing fair, what do you hope that will be accomplished when you have different organizations and you know, different community leaders cross-pollinating and trying to create a greater movement toward affordable housing?
Yeah, well, in Hawaii is one of the places where we have a huge amount of problems in housing. We have very high housing costs, and we don't have bridges across the river like in New York or San Francisco where we can go and live in a cheaper area and still get to work. So we're stuck on an island. And so what needs to be done is Hawaii's people need to get organized to be able to apply political influence and pressure on our leaders. Right now, they're just listening to the people with the money who are slapping money around, but they're not listening to the needs of the people. So we hope to get housing organizations and individuals and people who are interested in this issue organized so that we can be more effective as a political force.
And how do you see that political force developing?
Well, basically, this particular issue, you know, first we're saying, you know, here we have all these things that need to be done. We need to find a way to find the money to subsidize and to encourage and promote affordable housing to be developed so our kids have a place to live. But first we have to ensure that we don't get worse. Let's stop the bleeding. Let's start enforcing the laws that are there to protect our neighborhoods, and let's put a real disincentive to landlords taking their units out of the local people's rental inventory and putting it into vacation rentals. The laws are already on the books. They don't have to be written. They just need to be defended and applied. And we need the political will of the leaders to do that. So we need people to take this serious and vote accordingly. When politicians know that people are going to vote a certain way, that's the way they go.
I wish we had more time to talk, but thanks very much for being here with us this morning on Labor Day.
Well, thank you, Beth Ann. Once again, it's always a pleasure.
Eric Gill is a financial secretary treasurer for Unite Here Local 5. Later today, the Interfaith Housing Fair happens from 4 to 7:30 at the Sheraton Waikiki Lanai Ballroom.